الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسولنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us inshaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us our siyam and our qiyam. And may He make us from those whose necks were saved from the hellfire this past night. For all the brothers who are leaving, I know there's such a sweet feeling after spending the night in ibadah. You're going to feel light, you're going to feel airy and excited. Do your best not to make too much noise though when you're leaving, so we don't disrupt our neighbors. As we've said this entire Ramadan, we have a duty as believers to our neighbors to look out for them. So please do your best to respect them as they're still sleeping, inshallah. We want to continue with the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today. And we're specifically focusing on the sunnah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in Surah Muhammad, ayah number 7, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِن تَنْصُرُوا اللَّهَ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. He says, O you who believe, if you give aid or support to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will give aid and support to you, and He will make firm your footing or make firm your stances on the battleground in specific. Now yesterday, we talked about Surah Ar-Rum, Ayah 47, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He made it incumbent upon Himself that He give aid to the believers. So in yesterday's sunnah, the sunnah was that Allah has given a haqq to the believers. He's given a right to the believers that He will give them aid. Yesterday we said Surah Ar-Rum was revealed in the year that the Muslims had to make migration to Abyssinia. So it was during the middle Meccan period. It was during a period where the Muslims were in a state of difficulty and weakness, and Allah was telling them, it's incumbent upon me to give you aid. Now, at that stage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was talking to a group of believers that there was no way you could be a hypocrite and a professed believer in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In that moment in Mecca, if you were expressing yourself as a believer, you were purely a believer. In fact, there were several people in Mecca who were believers who could not come out and say that I follow Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This ayah that we're talking about today in Surah Muhammad was revealed after the migration to Medina, but before Badr, and after the allowance for fighting has been made. So Allah allowed the Muslims to begin to fight, but no fighting had actually taken place. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this ayah, O you who believe, He's specifically addressing the mu'mins. O you who believe, if you give aid to Allah, Allah will give aid to you. And we're in a completely different stance now. The Muslims have some strength. They're just starting to build up their own power and their own strength. Now interestingly enough, when Al-Maududi comments on this idea of giving nasr to Allah and Allah giving nasr back to you, he talks about the ayah in Surah Ali Imran, when Isa alayhi salam, when Jesus, peace be upon him, says to his disciples, وَقَالَ لِلْحَوَارِيِّينَ مَنْ أَنصَارِي إِلَى اللَّهِ, who will be my aid givers to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ نَحْنُ أَنصَارُ اللَّهِ وَأَوْلِيَاؤُهُ. And the disciples said, we are those who are going to give victory to Allah or give aid to Allah and His close companions. So Al-Maududi says, if you pray and you fast and you give zakat, you give sadaqah, you recite the Quran, you do dhikr, you become a abid of Allah, a worshipper of Allah. But there's a higher level, according to Maududi's commentary, and that is to be from the among the Ansar and the Awliya. And the only way you get there is if you give your wealth and your energy and your strength and your life to give victory to Allah. And what it means to give victory to Allah is to give victory to the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you work to make it supreme. Now, in yesterday's ayah, Allah made it incumbent. If you're a believer, I'm going to give you victory. In this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks specifically to the believers, and He puts a condition. If you give me aid, I'll give you aid. You seek my victory, I'll give you victory. What is the difference here? The difference is, as soon as the Muslims begin to develop some strength, one of the natural outcomes was you're going to have hypocrisy. And you're going to have other incentives come in for the believers. And so Allah was reestablishing now a new sunnah. When you have some power, I will give aid to that power
so long as you use that power for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's possible that you're a believer, that you're a abid, but you use your strength for things that are other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we not see this in today's world? Do we not see many nations who, as far as we can tell, the bulk of those nations are believers, and maybe even the leaders of those nations are believers, or at least self-proclaimed believers, self-proclaimed believers. But many of them, the way that they act doesn't seem, you cannot say that they seem to be giving victory to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word. They all seem to be making political calculations. And there are other reasons why they are using their strength and pulling their levers. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is now making it clear to the believers, if you want the aid of Allah, you have to be actually seeking Allah's ultimate victory. And the greatest example of this, and I'll end with this inshaAllah, are the Ansar of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first time our beloved messenger met the Muslims of Medina, this is before they became Muslim, he met them during 2 years before his migration, he met them during the Hajj season in Medina. And he was going around from tribe to tribe, and there was only around 6 people from Yathrib at the time, and they were so poor they didn't even have a tent blocking the sun. They were just camped out in the middle of the desert. And those were the people who put their hand in the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and because of their willingness to sacrifice everything they had, including their lives, for Allah and His Messenger, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they chose the believers over themselves, even though they needed help. They weren't wealthy, but they gave up everything for Allah. Everyone sitting in this room is indebted to the Ansar. Their actions have resonated throughout the centuries. They changed the face of the earth. Allah used them to change the face of the earth when they decided to put their hands in the hands of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, O you who believe, if you want victory, you want steadfastness, you want your strength to mean something, make sure that your motives are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we said yesterday, Allah commands us to put forth our best foot, to grab everything we can to strive in His way. But more important than any other strength is that we make sure that our ultimate motivation is seeking the supremacy of Allah's word. May Allah make us from those who are His aid givers and His awliya, His close companions. وجزاكم الله خير والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.